Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. Look, it's an opportunity. Everything's a great opportunity, and it's an opportunity that you don't want to be in because the thing should be wrapped up by now, it feels like. But hey, this series with Cleveland, we go into it with just this pending sense of doom, an absolute pending sense of doom, because the baseball team has been as frustrating to watch as any season we've had in a long time, and we will get into it because there's plenty to discuss with the Tigers. And Gator said, you don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, but it's obviously something that is we need to discuss it because it's been absolutely brutal. In the meantime, we got a huge Monday night game tonight, and we will preview plenty of Lions and Ravens preview. We got two Twitter poll questions out there for the people. Great fans of Detroit. We do have great fans here. A deeply caring sports community that, we're very fortunate to have these jobs in this town because Detroit fans, it matters. Like many fan bases are alike. And there's a lot of cliches that get thrown out there. But having done plenty of travel and had a chance to work with people from around the country, I will tell you that we have a great sports town. And one of the reasons why there is so much angst about the Tigers is because there's so much people really care about the Tigers and people really care about the Lions, Michigan State, and everything else. That's a hard one to watch. In the meantime, before we get into what's going on with the Tigers, how are you, Scott?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a rough weekend, man.
Was it just the Tigers or?
Well, I mean, Michigan State on Saturday night, and I stayed up till whatever it was, 3:30 by the time I think I went to bed and got up. It's not even early. You know, I got up at like 7:30 or something to let the dog out and then went back to bed for like an hour and then had to get up because I was going to play golf with my brother. And we met out at the golf course and five holes into it, it starts to rain. And when I had last checked.
And you were like, this checks out.
Right, 100%. Because when I had last checked the weather, like the day before, it wasn't supposed to rain until like after 3. So I'm like, it'll be all right. So I did not prepare, sweatshirt or, some sort of golf gear, not brought with me. Didn't bring a hat because, hey, it's not even sunny out. I don't need a hat. Mm-hmm. Hat would have been helpful to, keep away the rain. So we only played 9 holes. We went off on the back 9 and said, no, let's get out of here. Let's not be stuck in this. This is not gonna be fun. So that was no good. Just crazy things happening in football, college football, pro football over the weekend, and then watching the Tigers just continue to be as bad as they are. The thing is, Doug, it's bad enough that the Tigers have won like 2 games in their last 13 or whatever it is. That's bad enough. But for Cleveland to go 15-2 in the same stretch or whatever the stretch is unbelievable. Yep. And yet, this is what we saw last year. This does happen. And it's happening to us.
Yep.
And it's like we've seen this team be the best team in baseball, not for a week, not for 2 weeks, not for a month, not for 2 months. But like for over 100 games, not just, what they did this year. You add to the 30-something games they went on the stretch last year, last 40 games or whatever it was, and you tack that on, it's like, this is the best team in baseball. that's not a fluke to be that way. And
it feels like it's too big a sample size for it to be a fluke.
Yeah. I want to be in the locker room with these guys and just kind of, what's going on? You know how good you are, right? Or how good you've been. What happened? What the hell has happened here? And, you know, AJ Hinch has been asked this question pretty much after every game for the last 7 or 8 games. And he's been the calm voice of reason, calm voice of reason. And then, like the other day, he's like, I don't have an answer. And because how can you? At this point, it's like, I don't know what's happening. And this is the second stint of really bad baseball that we've seen since the All-Star game. You know, right before the All-Star break, that's when the things started to go south. And then things continued to go south. And then I remember when I was in Vegas, they were playing a weekend series against Texas and things were horrible. But they got out of that. They got out of that only to play a little bit of 500 baseball and then not going to go right back into it. So this is just very frustrating for everybody involved. Of course, the players are the ones going through it. You know, they got to figure it out. And, you know, you get a day off today and then your season. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You got 3 games in Cleveland. Yep. You need to win this series. If you don't win this series, you're done.
The thing is, too, when you watch this team play, it's cool to, you know, get late inning heroics, but blow it. Like, okay, great. The late inning heroics, they didn't cash it in. Like, you think about that Saturday night game. It's great that they get runners on base and they don't cash that in. It's like all these opportunities they've had,
believe that.
They cannot cash in.
Was it 6 innings they had 2 runners on?
And like 2 runners, nobody out.
It was in several of those innings, yeah.
And they cannot cash in. And it's an insanely frustrating way to lose baseball games. And then on the rare occasion when they do cash in, they give the lead right back. And I just, you know, look, it's not over, okay? It's not over. it's trending in a terrible direction. So, and I always try to distinguish between just cliches that basically apply to everyone and stuff that's true only of your team. Like cliches that apply to everyone in baseball. Oh, they, you know, just about everybody. Well, he's pretty streaky. Yeah, in baseball, that's kind of its game of streaks. This team's only going to go as far as the starting pitching carries them, which is pretty much true of every team. Like if your starting pitching lets you down, you got major problems, right? So these are sort of cliches that get thrown out there. Here's one thing that's in football.
Which, by the way, is becoming less and less in baseball because starting pitching doesn't go 7 innings anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it can, but yes. In football, this team struggles with mobile quarterbacks. Yeah. Everybody struggles with mobile quarterbacks. But here's something I think is unique to the Tigers. Their good is arguably the best in baseball. And their bad is arguably the worst in baseball. The range that this team can be, they can be the best in baseball. They can be the worst in baseball. And it's amazing. I don't know that you see on a meter long stretches of play, weeks, months, where they look like the best team in baseball. Then weeks and going on a month, they look like the worst team in baseball. Those are bigger sample sizes than most baseball streaks. And I think that is unique to the Tigers. I don't think this is a cliche that applies to everyone. How can they look like the best team in the game for such a long period of time, or arguably the best team? Like people say, oh, they were never the best team in the game. That's fine. The record indicated they might be, but whatever. They were winning like the best team in the game would win, and now they're losing like they're awful, like they're terrible. And I don't know that. I think that's pretty unique to this group, that most teams aren't like this, where they're this good for long stretches and then this bad for long stretches.
I think part of that might be that the Tigers as a lineup from top to bottom have more guys that have overachieved than other teams. And I hate to put it that way because it seems like you're forgetting how good that the good was. But they've got a couple of guys that really overachieved in the first half of the season that are, did water just find its level, and now they're back to being, you know, last couple of players on a roster. When you look at Javi Baez, when you look at Zach McKinstry, you know, those two guys in particular, and I'm not throwing it all on them. I mean, they're not alone. I got there's a lot of players out here. You know, Wenzel Perez is, you know, he is not the player he was in the first half of the season. He's not terrible, but he's below average at OPS by 40 points. You know, that and they got a lot of guys like that that just have been well below average in terms of being hitters. And then they coincide that with a bullpen that has maybe a bad July and an awful September, a great August, but you've got to be better than that. And because the awful coupled with awful is awful. Awful coupled with good,
awful plus,
you can get past.
Awful plus awful equals awful.
Yeah. It's some sort of, I think Pythagoras came up with that.
Yeah, well, there's a very smart baseball mind, not Pythagoras. 248-539-9797. Okay, we got Champ and Chump. We'll obviously get to that coming up. Champ and Chump at a weekend. We'll have our nominations at 10:35. Need yours right now. We start stacking them up. Don't worry. Plenty of Lions-Ravens preview because that's a huge game pending tonight.
Big game.
We'll talk some.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
College football throughout the day as well. Here we go. Carson Anderson on a Monday on 97.1 The Ticket. This collapse by the Tigers has been sadly one of the most frustrating things that I can remember as a sports fan in Detroit. And the blame game, look, I know a lot of people want to play the blame game. I'll be 100% clear on what I want to do with, I'm going to do with this. I'm going to wait till all the evidence is in and the season's over because it isn't over. It's not trending well for Scott Harris. And sadly, it's not trending well for AJ Hinch because he hasn't found the answer yet. And there's still time to salvage something. And look, whenever you bring that up in times like these, you get flooded with you're so naive, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, well, so be it. Then call me naive. But with a week to go here, it's amazing what just simply winning a series can be. Like, Cleveland has been off the charts hot. They will come back to earth the way the Tigers came back to earth. And the Tigers have been so incredibly bad. The problem is when it gets in your head as a team, it's hard to get out of it. Baseball is such a mental game. It is such a difficult game to when you're in a slump, to pull out of a slump. And when your whole team is slumping, it's very difficult. And, you know, I guess if you don't think they were that good to begin with, then you probably feel like this is inevitable. I just think the sample size was too big. They played too well for too long for it to be a fluke. But hey, you know, maybe I'll be proven wrong in the end. But when all the evidence is in and the season is over, I'll probably participate more in the blame game. But I mean, I'm amazed that the steady hand of AJ Hinch hasn't found the answer yet. And maybe there isn't one to be found. Maybe he's up against the impossible. You know, this, because this is pretty epic in terms of collapses.
Well, I mean, what happened yesterday, just two on, nobody out, strikeouts, you know, pop up, strikeout, and stuff like that was happening. And you're like, how does it happen? And afterwards, AJ Hinch was like, we had great at bats. And then maybe it's just guys are pressing too much because once they see we got it, we have to have this hit, need this hit, all of a sudden they expand the strike zone and they find themselves behind in counts. Instead of being ahead 2-0, you're down 1-2 or down 0-2, and then you're really behind the eight ball. I mean, whatever it is, okay, got it. Let's go. You know, and it's easy for me to say, I'm not going through it, but this team, I mean, it's the most this is one of the most frustrating experiences a fan can go through when you see that you're the best of the best. And then a few months later, you're not, you're playing like the worst of the worst.
It's,
and you know, they haven't been playing the greatest teams of all time during this stretch when they've been bad. They played some good teams, but they played some bad teams too, and they still can't win. They get swept by Atlanta? I'm sorry, did Joey Wentz beat you?
Joey Wentz.
That happened?
Yep.
That happened?
Yep.
Just brutal. So
it's like they've gone over the top to undermine all the goodwill and confidence. And I'm sure that wasn't their intent, but their play is incredible. It's honestly incredible what's happened here. It's incredible. But so I'm going to wait till the season's over before I really get into the blame game. Of course, people want to do that now, and I understand it. But I've done this before. I've been down this road so many times to know that a lot that has gone wrong, there's still a chance that there's some yet. AJ hasn't found the answer yet.
Yeah, I mean, they're running out of time, right?
Obviously.
I'm curious. We got 6 games left. I'm curious to see if there are more moves to come. Obviously, they DFA'd Charlie Morton yesterday. Chuck Money's gone. And, yeah, the money ran out. It just wasn't there. But
no more Chuck Money?
No more Chuck Money.
Chuck Debt.
Yeah, Chuck Debt, exactly. But where else? You're trying to find answers. Is the answer from somewhere else? And then you look at Toledo just finished their season. I mean, there's guys at Toledo that have had really good seasons, but are they going to be the answer? Jace Young was brought up over the weekend, and he hardly played. He was like a bluff to force a pitching change.
Well, he probably is not the answer, though.
No, he probably isn't, but I'm just saying that's one guy who gets an opportunity. Are there going to be other guys that get opportunities? Is Trey Cruz, who's playing at Triple A, who got promoted from Double A to Triple A because he finally figured things out in his minor league career, was hitting the hell out of the ball and continued to do so at Triple A. He's a shortstop and hitting in the 280s at AAA with an OPS over 800. He finished the season with a 284 average and an 881 OPS at AAA. Those are good numbers.
It feels like you're bringing up absolute Hail Marys.
Of course, because this is where we're at. I mean, is Trey Sweeney going to hit the home run in the bottom of the ninth inning or going to have a 3-for-5 game? That's going to. I'm looking for something. For something, anything to hang out.
I got
to
tell you, I think Trey Sweeney has a better chance.
I am so freaking desperate right now that I was like looking at revisiting the whole Kevin McGonigal situation. I wonder what Kevin McGonigal. Yeah. He had a home run on a triple in a championship game for
the fall league, right? Bring him here.
Come on.
You know what you are, Gator? Doug, this is what he is. You've lost your keys, and now you're looking in some place that you never would have put them, but you're looking there because you've run out of options. Yeah. Are they in the freezer? Are my keys in the freezer?
Did I drop them there?
Did I mail my keys to myself, and they'll show up in my mailbox?
Yes, right, yeah.
That's what you're doing.
You are looking at places the answer's not there, but I hear you, man, because you are desperate. This is unbelievable because the Guardians, they gave up on the season. At the trade deadline, they signaled, they almost traded Stephen Kwan, all right? They traded Shane Bieber.
I don't buy that either.
They have two pitchers that aren't even pitching because of gambling allegations. Right. They didn't even try anymore. Those pitchers were giving up balls for gambling. And that's the team that might take over the division.
Yeah, because even if the organization decides, okay, we're going to punt here, we're gonna try to add some pieces for the future.
Well, where did we hear that before?
Well, yeah, everything's inverted. Because, and this is why, one of the reasons I'm glad this point is brought up, that I got so upset last week with the caller and says, oh, this team just gave up. Like, no, they haven't given up. Because here's prime example how you don't give up. The organization may say at a trade deadline, okay, we're going to trade away one of our better players because we don't think we're going to, you know, make the playoffs. that's not going to stop the players. In fact, in some cases, it's going to inspire the players. Well, you know what? Screw you. Good for you for doing that. But we as a team, we know we're better than this, and we're going to play better than this. And the Tigers rode that all the way last year to get to the playoffs, to win a playoff series, to damn near get to the ALCS. And now Cleveland's flipping the script, and they're doing it this year. But the Tigers could stop it. They still have a chance to stop it. They got three games coming up starting tomorrow night in Cleveland. I'm not giving up.
I'm not giving up either. But
it doesn't look good.
No, it looks awful. 248-539-9797. Rick on a cell. Hi, Rick.
Guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Gator, Doug. As a baseball dude, right, I want to point something out to Tigers. Early in the game, runners left on two innings in a row.
Yeah.
Then you do the third inning with guys at first and second, nobody out. And I like Hincher. I'm not dogging him. But the contrast of college baseball, World Series, and playing real baseball, can we lay down a bunt maybe in advance of runners to two and three? You know you're leaving guys on. You're not getting clutch hits. Advance the runners, maybe wild pitch ties the game. Fly ball certainly ties the game, right? Why not just change the scripts a little bit?
I mean, they could totally change the script. It probably makes more sense than calling up Trey Cruz.
Yeah, Dougie, it seems like the guys that got the contracts and the big money and all this stuff, are they too good to lay down bunts? College World Series, I'm telling you, where they play real baseball, like old school stuff. Advancing runners, there's no question what would happen.
Yeah, it's
no
such a different game because of the aluminum bats. But, and it depends on who it is at the plate and their abilities. But, yeah, I'm in favor of shaking anything up. And A.J. Hinch, whatever the answer is, whether it's probably not as simple as the bunt, or as Jim Leland called it, the town of the bunt, but it's probably deeper than that. But at the end of the day, it's his job to find answers. It's totally his job to find answers.
Have you seen my keys?
It is funny when you lose your keys and you're like, I've looked there 30 times, right, but I'm going back and looking again, as if they're suddenly going to be there.
Is it under the papers? Did I not look there?
That's
you start digging up your backyard. Yeah. Like, what am I doing?
Right.
What am I doing?
Did the dog take them outside and I didn't notice?
Are they in the gutters?
Oh, hysterical.
Are they in the attic?
It's Carson Anderson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Our Champ and Chump coming up today at 10:35, 97.1 the ticket. Okay, I heard that. I thought, this is such a message to the team. That's such a message to the team. And it's not a message to the fans. It's a message to the team. And nor should he do anything other than send a message like that. If you doom and gloom it up there, it's a problem. The thing is, yes, they're a first place team. They've seeded the first round bye to Seattle. Seattle's two games up with a week to go. And that's a really bad thing for this group. They aren't exceedingly deep, even when they were playing their best. And the idea of them winning series when they make it, they're giving themselves, even if they make the postseason now, most likely they have to play one of those first round best of three series, and that's damage already done. The Cleveland thing, they can still win the division. They still are in first place. First place with completely erosion of confidence and completely erosion of any momentum that they had. And maybe in the deep seated recesses of their mind that they are trying to tamp down is erosion of belief in themselves. Because I can, you know, they can sit here and they can say, hey, we're confident. I'm a professional athlete. I know we can get this done, because that's how professional athletes usually are. But the problem is, in the back of their minds, it's probably hard to keep that thought that I don't really believe anymore. They can't keep that thought out of their head, no matter how mentally strong they are, because they have to be rattled. I don't know how you wouldn't be rattled.
Hey, got to be rattled. Absolutely. You're going to be rattled. But how do you break out of being rattled? You know, remember what it's like to win. Remember what it's like to celebrate getting into the postseason. You know, that stinging of the champagne in your eyes. But you're so happy about it because you've just achieved something, and now you're going to move on to something better. This team has got to find that familiar feeling and go for it.
248-539-9797. Brian's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's up? Two things. First, Champ and Jump.
Yep.
Champ is the Eagles from the way they closed that game out, because they were going to lose. That was a good play. They had two blocked field goals in the same game. It was great.
Yeah, and the last one, just so people understand, the last one, Jordan Davis blocked it and then recovered it and took it all the way for a touchdown and did not look slow in doing it for a big fella.
No, he looked great. And Chump is Scott Harris. And the reason why, and this brings me to my point with the Tigers, this is probably only a handful of people like me. I personally don't feel they deserve to go to the playoffs, because you had, I think it was 28 or 26 game lead, now down to one.
It was never that big.
Harris did.
No, was it 14 and a half or 15 and a half? But anyway, but whatever.
He took the Eiserman approach at the trade deadline and did nothing. I would rather them not make it, because if they do, they're just going to get bounced out immediately, and that's just wasting my time. But I would rather them not make it at all than just make it and lose. Like, try again next year. To me, it's just
all right. So, Brian, let me ask you this. So let's say the Tigers sweep Cleveland and then take two out of three against Boston. You're still out?
Yeah.
Because really?
They're not going to win the World Series.
Well, if they sweep Cleveland and take two out of three against Boston, wouldn't that tell you that they're playing back to the way that they played?
Maybe. Gator,
they're in a losing streak. They're never going to win again.
Well, that's how it feels.
I'm not saying that. Let me ask you, Gator, because I called last week, and it wasn't you guys, but the other host called me crazy, because I said that they wouldn't win a single game the weekend because it was all bullpen games. You got Scooble playing tomorrow. Then what is it?
It wasn't all bullpen games.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to slap yourself on the back because you called that they were going to get swept, okay, congratulations. You got it right. I didn't think they were going to get swept by Atlanta. I cannot believe they got swept by Atlanta, and they got swept by Atlanta. They're playing horrible baseball right now in every facet of the game. I mean, I guess starting pitching was good. The school had a really good start. Casey Mize pitched, five and two-thirds innings yesterday before they took him out. Kind of wish they didn't take him out, but it didn't matter because they still lost by whatever it was, 6-2. But they just haven't had hitting. They haven't had bullpen consistency. It's been a wreck, a train wreck. And you've got to find a way. Okay, now the train's off the rails. Get it back on.
Well,
You got a day off.
The debate is whether or not it's possible, right?
Well, anything's possible.
It feels like anything except that.
Right. Well, but I mean, every losing streak comes to an end. Every losing streak comes to an end. And then it starts the possibility of a winning streak. This too shall pass. I don't know if they're going to figure this out before the end of the season or before tomorrow night, but this series in Cleveland became a playoff series. They've just added another playoff series.
Hooray.
If they want. Well, right, hooray, right? But you know what?
I hope they look at it that way and like say, all right, this is.
But is it going to be?
Is it going to bring out the best in them?
Well, we hope so. But us as fans watching this team play, you wanted important games in September? Here's some important games in September. Are you cashing your card yet?
Yeah, I don't feel like you get that card all the time. I've played the card. It failed. I'm out of cards. Time for our Champ and Chump nominations. I will start. My champ of the weekend is the Michigan running back room, Justice Haynes and Jordan Marshall, with great performances on Saturday. From the big, like the long touchdown runs, to the little, like both of them staying in bounds at critical times late in that game. Justice Haynes, Jordan Marshall, I think the Michigan running back room. You are my champ of the weekend. Great job.
My champ is going to be Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza. He was 21 of 23, 265 yards and 5 touchdown passes in the rout of Illinois. I don't know if you were able to catch any of that game, Doug.
I watched quite a bit. Bus ride and flight.
It was amazing, the absolutely demolition of Illinois in that game. And then here's what I thought was really cool, because it was played at Indiana. It was a packed house, and you never see that at IU. And it looked like it was an awesome atmosphere. They were really leaning into it. They've got a good football team.
Yeah, I was sitting there with Illinois and my cute little 4.5 points. my jump of the weekend is the Tigers for obvious reasons. You can't get swept by Atlanta at a time like this. Are you kidding me?
I was going to do the exact same thing, and I had to try to narrow it down a little bit. So I went with the Tiger All-Star Bats. Here's what these guys have done since the All-Star game. Riley Green is hitting .218 with a .680 OPS. Zach McKinstry is hitting .212 with a .661 OPS. Javi Baez is hitting .205 with a .501 OPS. And lastly is Gleyber Torres, who I really don't want to include in this group, but he's part of it because he's an All-Star. He's hitting .232 with a .696 OPS. But one thing that he is doing is he's driving in runs. It's amazing the season he's had, hitting second in the lineup. He's got a bunch of RBIs. But all those guys combined, those four players, below average OPS, and the batting average numbers are alarming for three of the four.
All right, Champ and Chump, get your votes in for Champ and Chump of the weekend. From an unnamed texter, Champ Michigan, Chump Scott Harris. Another unnamed texter, Champ special teams, 5 block kicks at the end of games is insane. Chump special teams, 5 block kicks at the end of the games is insane. That was yesterday in the NFL where block kicks became, everybody was doing it. All the cool kids were doing it.
Yeah, not just blocking them, but returning them for touchdowns.
Champ, the West Michigan Whitecaps for hosting a festival of two things I love, donuts and beer. Champ, the Packers for choking against the Browns. Suck it, Packers. That's from Max. I watched that entire Packers-Browns game. It was one of the, because I seriously would flip over to the Tigers, get so frustrated and go back. I was watching a 3-0 football game and enjoying it way more than the 3-0 baseball game that was on. And the Packers looked really pedestrian. Now, the Browns defense is good. I kind of figured the Packers were due for a back-to-earth kind of game. Oh, and they got it.
Oh, did they get that?
Yep. You can uncharacteristically hear the exasperation in his voice. You can hear the exact, like that, and look, we don't know AJ Hinch personally. We hear AJ Hinch speak a lot. I don't hang out with AJ, but to me, in that soundbite, you can hear the exasperation in his voice. I want to follow up with something a caller said today that I wonder. It feels insane. Guy calls up and says, I don't even want them to make the playoffs. Do you think that's prevalent? Or do you think he's in a small group? I don't even want them to make the playoffs.
Do I think it's prevalent? No. Do I think that there is a group out there that, look, everybody wants their own narrative to come true. So if you called it a while back, if you were so pissed that they didn't add more at the trade deadline, then this might be where you're at. If you're pissed because 10 games ago you saw this coming and you just don't see a way out of it, then this is going to be how you feel. His reasoning at the end of it, of what he had to say, I kind of understood. Like, I'm not of the mindset that I'm not, you know, because as a fan, I want to enjoy the ride till the ride's done. Unless things are so bad, it's not worth watching. There's still a possibility something good can come out of this, so I'm going to keep watching. But his reasoning was, even if they make the playoffs, if they somehow stumble in, that what's the point? Because they're going to waste my time and lose in the first round. I can sort of see where he's coming from. It's not how I subscribe to it. I wouldn't, and I don't. But I can look at the other side and say, I get why you're doing that. I would advise against it for your own well-being. And then at the same time, if you lose, if you somehow get in the first round, then you lose those two games and you're out. Yeah. Did you waste the time? You may have.
So, look, and I'm seeing a lot of you guys need to admit it's over. You guys need to admit it's over. I will only L, okay, on the Tigers when it's over. I'm not going to enthusiastically rush in to own an L before it's over, and it's not over.
No, this isn't a situation where the team is like 30 games below 500 and there's 30 games left. Or whatever the case is, right? And
yeah,
you say that
right, yep.
I'm not until they're mathematically out of it. No. This is a different situation because this team has been so good for so long and now they're not. Can they?
Now they're terrible.
Right, they're terrible. Can they flip the switch and get back to winning baseball? It's got to be in them. And it's not, you know, hoping for a miracle here. It's not that long ago we saw this team play that way. It looks daunting because it is daunting right now. They're playing terrible, and the team that's chasing them is the team they play next, the team that just swept them, and the team that's won 15 out of 17 games. They're going in opposite direction. I understand why some people are getting to this level of futility. There's no point. Well, they really need to win tomorrow night.
Good God.
If they don't win tomorrow night, and then they go into game two of that series, and they're tied for the division.
And it's a Scooble start tomorrow night. And if they lose the Scooble start, then you're, I mean, that's, the world of hurt that they're already in gets worse.
It does.
Didn't they lose the last Scooble start?
Yeah. But still, who would you rather have starting tomorrow night than Scooble?
Anyone that can get a win. I don't even care. Stretch.
Well, unfortunately, it's not just up to the pitcher. The lineup's got to provide some kind of runs. Because Scooble can go seven innings of shutout baseball, and if the score is 0-0 going into the eighth inning, you know where they're at. Here's the good news of if there's, and I don't know if there's even a silver lining. If the Tigers are able to pull out of this tailspin, okay, and it starts tomorrow night, let's say they sweep Cleveland. But just say it. I can say it. Okay. Say it, man. Just say it. Or if they take two out of three and then take, you know, the first game against Boston, and then let's say at that point they've clinched it. You know what they can do is they can set up their pitching.
They can set up if Scooble has to pitch Sunday, he has to pitch Sunday.
If he has to. Please don't have to.
Yeah.
Just win tomorrow night.
248-539-9797.
Hey, Cleveland did lose last night, right?
Yes.
They did lose. They can lose games.
They can.
To the lowly Twins.
They can. Paul, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah.
I love the key loss analogy. I think that's great. I've lost my keys many a time. Actually, on my way to the airport, and what ensues is panic. You know, now you're going to miss your flight. You just start panicking. You can't find your keys. But what inevitably happens with me, hope most of the time, is I settle down. I retrace my steps. I think about where I was, and then I find my keys. And most of the time I make the flight. So I'm hoping that's where the Tigers can go with this and settle down. I know we're all in panic mode, but retrace your steps. Let's get back to settling down and play some good baseball like we all know they can do. And let's find our keys.
Paul, it's funny because I hear where you're coming from, and that's all you can try to do if you're the Tigers. Like, they shouldn't, good God, they shouldn't give up. I never found those keys. I told the story on the air. I never found them. I drove home from a hockey game. Valverde was trying to close out the Royals. It was the ninth inning, or it was like two runners on. The Tigers were up one. I pulled in the driveway with my hockey bag, jumped out of the car, threw the hockey bag in the garage, ran in and sat down on the couch. Watched the end of the game. Somewhere between getting out of the car, throwing down the hockey bag, and going to sit down on the couch, I lost my keys. It was over a decade ago. I never found those keys. Same house.
Didn't you also, you or a member of your family, lose a cell phone in the snow and the trip out to Colorado or something like that? And then what happened?
They found the somebody found the phone. I was skiing at Vail. And when I was on my way up to Vail, I had my phone. When I was driving back, I'm like, I don't have my phone. That was back when you could go like an hour without knowing where your phone is. It was the flip phone era. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. And got home, and my, like in the spring, my parents get a call from my phone where there it's like they somebody found it in the thaw. It fell out of my pocket on a chair. They found it in the thaw, which apparently they find all kinds of stuff in the thaw. Somebody charged it up and called mom or dad and sent me my phone, which was incredible.
Anything can happen.
If my phone can be found in all the acres that is the ski resorted Vail, the Tigers can find their winning ways. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Yeah, well.
I mean, sometimes you lose your keys. Sometimes you find a phone.
248-539-9797. Greg's in Dearborn. Hi, Greg.
Hey, boys. Hey. So, Champion Chuck.
That's the way we start. Hey,
yeah.
At least there are some champs out there. So, Michigan Trenches, 7 sacks. The O-line really did well, really showed up with a lot of nice pulls and getting spring in the run game a lot. You know, and they didn't lose the game, you know, even though Biff Poggi decided to, I don't know what he was doing at the end of the second half. That was maybe the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Oh, first half, yeah.
I've seen worse, but yeah, that was mismanagement.
You think? But yeah, so I mean, I think they should have won that game by more than like 14 points because they were just handing off points.
Well, they could have. They certainly could have.
Yeah. But so that was some good. That was some good, right? But then, Chuck Money, I heard his nickname before was Ground Chuck when they have all the grounders. I think he's more like managers, you know, discount meat that we got this year. It just
didn't work.
No, didn't work. And do you see what Verlander's done? I mean, I this is total Monday morning quarterbacking, but like, could you have seen something where like they picked him up, brought him back, and he kind of like solidified things a little bit?
Would have been cool. Would have been a neat, you know, coming home story. But yeah, I mean, what they tried is not working. 248-539-9797. Jim on a cell, you're next. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. Watching the last Tigers' last 15 games or so, and actually throughout the whole season, I've never seen a team put so many runners on base game after game and not drive them in. They should have 100 wins by now. And I don't understand their hitting coaches. What they're not getting into their heads, they take pitches that should be clubbable, and they swing at pitches that you have no ability to hit.
That's what happens when they go in a slump.
Game.
Yeah, it's in their heads.
That's the DNA of a slump.
Even great hitters go in slumps, but they find a way to move the runners over, at least get one or two runs in, they haven't been able to do any of that.
Jim, you know what they don't have? Great hitters.
No, they don't.
They don't. They've got good players, and they had a crazy first half of the season that found four of them making the All-Star game, but they don't have great hitters.
248-539-9797. Twitter poll update. Are the Tigers going to win the division? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think, Gator?
People that vote on this are typically more optimistic than I think they are. So I'll go with 57%.
Think they're going to win the division. Kang, do you think the number's higher or lower than that?
Lower.
Do you care to offer up a percent what you think it is?
That the Tigers are going to win the division?
Yeah.
38%.
It is currently sitting at 21.7%.
Oh my God.
78.3 saying no.
I was too optimistic. I'm like, you were way too optimistic.
I'm thinking like in the 30s, like you. And I'm like, well, people always on these polls, I think it's going to be that way. It goes the other way. Nope. Nope. The panic level from 1 to 12 is at 11 for the people, I feel like.
That's it, huh?
There's still hope for 12. For
Our other Twitter poll question is very simple. Are the Lions going to defeat the Ravens? We'll update that today at 11:05. You can vote and comment as well. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.